T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gina Browning is here with her team from the SPCA serving Erie County. And not only her team, but two newshounds bonded.
The full team is here. We've got our communications manager, Bethany Clack. We've got Lindsay Staborski, who is an animal cruelty investigator, but also a member of our behavior and training department. And together, Lindsay and Bethany decided to bring our newshounds in for a visit. We've got Luna and Rose. These are 9-year-old hound littermates, both females. They're just incredibly connected. And we've talked about this before, about bonded animals.
Yes.
And the significance of keeping them together. And it's something that whenever there's a possibility of adopting animals like this out together, we do. Because you see a significant decline in the quality of life when you separate them, even for a short period of time.
They look perfect together.
You know, tell. What? And they're kind of small, so it's like one big dog. It's like having one big dog. What's the difference?
If you're caring for one of these, what's one more?
That's right. What's another? Especially since they do everything together.
They do. I mean, right now they're with Lindsay, and they right next to each other. They couldn't. And you're a behaviorist, Lindsay. Their behavior is absolutely perfect this morning.
Doing your job pretty well. Is it tough to be wrangling these two together, or are they just kind of two peas in a pod, follow your every move?
They are excellent dogs. They're looking forward to going into a wonderful home. They're great leash walkers. They're gentle treat takers. I think that being that they're almost 10, they're going to be a fantastic couch potato movie watching pair for any family.
Okay. Which is perfect this weekend, right, with the hot weather, because you don't want to be out and about.
You don't want to be outside. Who wants to be outside? Wouldn't you rather be snuggled up on the sofa with your two beagles?
What do you need to know about dogs and the heat? Does it make any difference when it's the humidity and not like a beating sun?
It absolutely does. Especially for, you know, we've talked about this a little bit in the past few weeks, but I think the message is out there that it's dangerous to keep dogs in hot cars. But I don't know if people realize how quickly the effects of heat stroke can set in. So even if, like Brian, you mentioned not being right in the beating sunshine, a car parked in the shade 5 minutes, even with the windows open, the effects of heat stroke can start setting in, especially on days like we're expecting.
Okay, not only hot cars, how about hot pavement? Walking a dog. You've got to be really cognizant of that too this weekend.
And that's something that's kind of easy to forget. You're out on a walk with your pet. You're not even thinking about the hot blacktop, the hot pavement. You, of course, are not thinking of taking your own shoes off because it's way too hot, but you're not thinking about that. For some reason, I think subconsciously, we feel like these animals are somehow protected or immune to that. And they're not. We've seen pictures of pads burned right off of animals' paws.
Yeah, and those pictures, you only need to see it once to kind of have that hammered in your memory of why it's important to kind of keep the dogs off of that as much as possible in the hot weather.
Right. They're happy and healthy and safe at home. Leave them home.
And these festivals, there's a lot of them this weekend. Canal Fest, the Italian Fest, the Burger Fest out in Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy them yourselves.
There's one thing worse than bringing the animal to the festival, which is not quality time that you're spending with your pet, by the way. The only thing worse than that is recognizing that your animal's having a hard time at the festival and then putting the animal in your car while you finish enjoying the festival. So that's the only thing worse, because now you're putting your animal in an oven, and it's of course, fatal consequences.
Right. Now, you know what? There are other people that keep their dogs outside. They're just not inside pets, but they really need to be careful this weekend.
Especially, not a good idea. We talked about the changes in the city of Buffalo with dog tethering outside, and when we talked about inclement weather back in December, we were talking about 0 degrees. Now we're talking about 90 degrees. The same laws applying to weather like this. So you don't want to keep your animal out for any extended period of time. Don't put your animal on an upper porch with no access to the house, thinking you're doing your animal a favor by leaving the animal out for the day while you're at work. Fatal consequences there as well. And if your animal is outside, it's not illegal to have an animal outside. But in temperatures like this, you have to accommodate that animal so the animal is safe. So you need water. You need shade available at all times. Water all times.
Would you like to see more festivals do what Canal Fest did, and that is ban dogs from the festival?
Oh, we absolutely would. And I know that's probably turning off about a half of the listeners, because people do say, you know, I know my own dog. I know what the triggers are. But you may not be totally familiar with what the first signs of heat stroke are. So if your dog's panting, you might expect that. But if your dog suddenly has diarrhea, you might not realize these are the effects of heat stroke setting in. So, yeah, we're a big fan of that.
Well, maybe after one festival does it, and it's a big one, Canal Fest, mm-hmm. maybe others will follow suit.
Hopefully. Hard to enforce, but hopefully the communities will band together and be able to enforce this.
Okay, well, there's much more on Luna and Rose on the WBEM Facebook page at News Radio 930. Check out the photos and check out the Facebook Live on the SPCA's Facebook page, because you're going to want to learn to love these dogs and go check them out at the SPCA for yourself.
Both direct.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.